Kate, we need to talk.
Because I'll tell you, I will tell the story, which was obviously when I was gainfully married and the Olympics in Athens, Andrew, and the second one had just been born. And she did say, how long are you going away for? And I said, 10 days, which is how long the Olympics were. And then she rang Bill, the boss, about a week beforehand, and he said I was going away for 4 weeks. And so there's a small discrepancy. But if I'd said 4 weeks, I wasn't going to be allowed to go, mate.
But, you know, you weren't to know that some of the disciplines, some of the sports were being held on the Greek islands?
Well, not only that, also, though, I said with the terrorist and Al-Qaeda and that, there's a day's thing. So she chopped off the end of the earth 4 days in Thailand at the end of the trip, didn't she? I mean, she took that out. Selfish old money cow, Graham. I mean,
we need to talk.
I'm not saying like that, but you know what I mean. Hey.
Hold on.
Are you on delay? In the middle.
Oh, here we go.
Tottenham in front. Decent as Lamella delivers the free kick, and it's headed in by Toby Alderweireld. And that should do it. It's the second for Spurs. Two in a matter of minutes. And they go in search of more. They've got more. 3-0.
You cut it off before you said the bit about champagne.
I think man's gone to lunch.
I tell you what, so here you go. Can't use two Spurs fans. Tell the world what it's like winning the silver medal. You're coming second. You're not even winning the title. The year you should win it, you're not even winning it.
It's not over yet.
Oh, okay.
Leicester got West Ham. West Ham will do Leicester.
Oh, confident.
I tell you what,
we're
you're still calling
it. We're in.
11-18, thank you both so much.
Who scored the second goal against United? Was it Toby Alderweireld?
It was that chocolate bar you brought back from overseas.
It was actually he's the barman on Coronation. That's how easy it was. Hey, what about this afternoon, Mark? What about this afternoon? Golden State Warriors going for the record and Kobe Bryant's last game in the NBA.
Hey, thank you so much for that, Andrew, because I'm working with a producer who sneers his nose up at that and says he doesn't care. We're about to witness some NBA history this afternoon.
Yep.
If they win it and they go on to actually clinch the championship, this is a double dose of history.
Talk to me when they get the ring.
You would have missed it, mate. You would have missed it. You would have missed the 73. This is history
and
happening.
I think witnessing Kobe Bryant's last game after 20 years with the same team.
Well, it's unheard of in any sport now. It's Ryan Jackson.
Tell them what you said about him this morning.
What?
Oh. Tell them what you said about Kobe this morning, Martin.
I said the same about Rooney. I said, you're fat, your bum's too big, you overstayed your welcome, get lost, mate.
Do you still? They will probably do it. The Warriors or so, Golden State Warriors.
Yeah, they will, mate. Yeah, they will.
But, I would still rather see the Chicago Bulls holding that record.
Well, basketball was different when I played, Andrew. A lot more defence. You know, we played under the.
Was that for the Hutt Valley Lakers?
They were called the Hutt Valley Lakers, mate. They were. Yeah. Do you remember that?
I could just see you driving it up Bloody Nose Lane. Besides your beak, there'd be a lot of blood around.
And speaking about Bloody Nose Lane, you're still covering that scar up with the makeup every night before you do the sports news?
Hold on, the tea trolley's coming around. I've got to go.
Thank you, Andrew. Andrew Saville from Unsport, Graham Beasley from the Sports Freak website.
We need to talk.